The latest round of the U.S.-China tit-for-tat trade tariff war could take a toll on the Massachusetts economy. Joining us now to talk about that and how the state stands to be affected is WBUR's Bruce Gellerman. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bob.
So as I look at the list of U.S. products that China is targeting for tariffs, I see that the hardest hit are the auto industry and agricultural products such as soy and grains. But we don't have any of those in Massachusetts.
No soy, no grain. But, Bob, we do grow a lot of cranberries. It's the largest food crop in Massachusetts, and those are on the list, specifically dried cranberries. Now, dried cranberries are easy to ship, and they can be used in all sorts of products, as you know. And in China, red is the color of good fortune. So dried cranberries is a real growth industry there.
So this could be a pretty big knock then for Massachusetts cranberry growers?
Oh, absolutely. In terms of economic impact, it's a $1.4 billion a year industry in the state. Now, I spoke with Brian Wick. He's the executive director of the Cape Cod Cranberry Growers Association, and he's trying to stay hopeful. He points out that the tit-for-tat tariffs, which you call them, won't go in effect for about 30 days.
So we don't know yet how this is going to shape out, but it's certainly not good news.
Well, Bruce, Mr. Wick doesn't exactly sound very optimistic there.
No, but he thinks the real target of the Chinese dried cranberry tariff could be Wisconsin. The nation's number one grower is Wisconsin. We're number two. That's, of course, the home state of Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan. So the Chinese have strategically listed products that could inflict the most political pain.
What other Massachusetts products could be affected by the Chinese tariffs, Bruce?
There's a company in North Andover called Panel Claw, and it's already being affected. It produces structures that support solar panels on rooftops. You recall that back in January, the United States led the first battle in what could become a trade war when it imposed a 30% tax on imported Chinese solar panels. And then last week, there was a 25% tax on steel. That went into effect.
So then logically, you can expect the price of solar panels in the U.S. to go up and the price of the steel to make the solar supports to rise as well?
That's right. It's a double whammy. So says Panel Claw's CEO, Costa Niccolo.
So it's had the opposite impact intended by the president on us because U.S. steel became more expensive. So we shifted production overseas.
Sounds like kind of a boomerang effect, Bruce. Let me move on. We don't produce autos and airplanes that are the targets of Chinese tariffs, but we do make parts.
Oh, yeah, we make a lot of parts. We've got a lot of small companies making parts for a lot of big industries and machinery. And remember, Bob, GE makes jet engines in Lynn, and they use a lot of steel. I think it goes something like 9,000 pounds per engine, and they use a lot of aluminum. But the GE released a statement that says they don't expect that they're going to be affected that much because they don't import that much steel and aluminum. They get it domestically. But if Boeing out in Seattle takes a hit, then GE is going to take a hit. You can't fly planes without engines. And Bob, you know, there are clearly companies in the state are getting nervous. The group, the Associated Industry of Massachusetts, polls employers to gauge confidence. In February, it was the highest level in 17 years. And then last month, it dropped by a point. Not a good sign, says Chris Guerin. He's the head of AIM, and he's hopeful talks between China and the United States over the next month can succeed before the tariffs kick in.
If there's a clear end game in sight, then I think probably that does a lot to restore some certainty for employers. But until that time, I think it's a little dicey.
So then, Bruce, it's wait and see.
Yeah, absolutely.
WBUR's Bruce Gellerman of our Bostonomics team. Thanks a lot, Bruce.
You're welcome, Bob.